We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, I guess this is what happens when you take Monday off. Thursday gets here even quicker.
Please stay tuned for our Thursday show.
Outrageous, irresponsible, completely insane.
Right. Airlines hoping to make passengers happier by reducing check-in time. The National Air Transport Association out with plans for a new system featuring eye scanners to match a passenger's iris to information chips inside their passport.
Hello, Dave. You're looking well today.
That's what I was afraid of. Open the pod bay doors, Al. Let's get going here. Thursday edition is off and running. Bobby Mack Show with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loudmouth of the South. Great to have you here. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the program today. Take part in the conversation. All you need to do is grab your phone and use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, which is 800-347-1063. If you prefer to text me, we are set up for that as well, of course, with the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. And if you missed it, the penultimate keyword for today in the $1,000 bankroll contest, in other words, the next to last one, quick. Q-U-I-C-K. Got that? Be quick about it. And text it to 72881. One winner already. Love to make you number two. Baseball fans, especially Atlanta Braves fans. Woo. Ugly last night. Interesting. The Atlanta Braves and the St. Louis Cardinals faced off in a winner-take-all Game 5. And before the game, the Braves, bowing to political correctness, announced that they would be reducing the tomahawk chop cheer. You know, the thing they ripped off from Florida State. At least Florida State pays the Seminole tribe to, well, anyway. Well, this is all in response, you see, to recent comments made by Cardinals relief pitcher Ryan Helsley, whose grandfather was full-blooded Cherokee. Last week, he called the cheer disappointing and disrespectful. And he added, and I quote, "It depicts them in this kind of caveman-type people way who aren't intellectual." That's almost a sentence. And it devalues us to be used as mascots. So the Braves, taking a knee to a PC, said that out of respect for the Cards pitcher, they'd make several changes for yesterday's game, including not distributing their foam tomahawks to each seat and, quote, not playing the accompanying music or using chop-related graphics when Mr. Helsley is in the game. And apparently also part of their game plan last night was giving up 10 runs in the first inning. Wait a minute. I haven't even had a chance to go through my first brewski yet. I just parked the car. It's what? 10 zip? I'm turning around and going home. Turns out management may have had one scheme, but the players had an even more effective strategy for killing the chant. Just get blown out so badly you're never close to needing the tomahawk chop chant, and they end up losing 13-1. Meantime, over in the other playoff game, Cardinals now will play the Washington Nationals in the National League Championship Series. Nationals upset the L.A. Dodgers in their Game 5 last night. And I hate to have to admit it, but I did it again. Yeah. Gave up too soon. You know, I like the Nats because I grew up in Arlington, Virginia, back in the day when the old saying was the Washington Senators, that was the name of the team, and it was a play on the old axiom about George Washington, first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen. Only Nats fans, they were also called the Nats as their nickname back in the day. Nats fans reworked that into the Washington, first in war, first in peace, and last in the American League, which they perennially were. So now they got a National League team in D.C., and I'm pulling for them. And last night I'm thinking, this is over. It's game five against the L.A. Dodgers. They did get the bases loaded. They managed to take it to extra innings. So they're in the 10th. They take it to extra innings. And then here's my buddy Ernie Johnson, who when I was a sports director at Channel 2 at WSB in Atlanta, Ernie was my number two guy. He was my weekend guy, and he's a great guy. His dad, in fact, was a pitcher for the Braves way back when. So they get the bases loaded. And here comes Howie Kendrick up to bat for the Nats.
This is deep to center field. Bellinger's back. It's a grand slam. Howie Kendrick with a 10th inning grand slam to break it open.
Wow.
It is 7-3, the former Dodger breaking hearts in Los Angeles.
Whoa, take that. I love L.A. So now Cards will play the Nationals in the NLCS as Washington comes off that grand salami in the 10th last night. Pretty good stuff. Matt is in Greenville, has something to chime in about the Bravos. Hey, Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby. Were you down at WSB in the 70s?
No, I got there in 1983. Yeah, 83.
Okay, well, let's just call the 70s. It was a dry year that lasted a decade.
You could say that. Gray. In fact, you did say that. Yeah.
Yeah, so in the early 80s, in their infinite wisdom, they decided they were going to take down Chief Nakahoma's PP
right
out of left center.
Right. I remember the Chief's CP.
All right. Now, they were it was the first time they had a good year in forever. It was about 83 or so, somewhere in there.
Yep.
And they immediately went on about a 26, I forgot how many it was, but it was like a 20-game losing streak.
Oh, geez.
And, of course, you know, everybody, you know, they did it because they wanted the seats out there. You know, the guy,
sure,
you know,
exactly.
He took up a couple hundred seats.
Right. Follow the money.
So they took it down, and they went on this huge losing streak, and all I can say is deja vu all over again.
Yeah.
And I raced home to catch that game, and I think I got there in the third inning, and I thought, you know, you're not reading it right. It really can't be 13 to nothing
right
already.
Yeah, this is a misprint, right?
Yeah, anyway, as far as I can say, doing something like this, y'all should have known better, and you deserve it.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, funny, Ernie Johnson, I mentioned, who's a terrific guy, by the way. Dale Murphy was a National League MVP. You remember Dale. He's a big star in the 80s. Was the National League MVP, and he was well-known as being a very straight-laced kind of guy. He was a very nice guy. But he was not, how should I put it? He was not the most colorful guy you ever met, you know? And nothing wrong with that. You know, he was a good family man, a great guy. So he wins the National League MVP, and it's announced. And so Ernie gets Dale. He was somewhere in town. I can't remember where the interview took place. But anyway, Ernie goes out, and he finds Dale, and we have him in what's referred to as a live shot. In the sportscast at 6 o'clock, and Ernie knows Dale pretty well, so they're talking, and he's congratulating him. Ernie's congratulating Murph on being named the MVP, and then he's closing, you know, to toss it back to me on the set, And he says, so Bobby, I guess tonight, in the wake of his being named the National League MVP, Dale Murphy will be going out tonight and painting the town beige. I'm sorry, but that's still funny. That's still funny. 30-some years later. 16 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Remember last Friday, I believe it was, when I was channeling Nostradamus and saying, you know what this next phase of this phony impeachment scandal is going to be? Polling data. Yeah. Oh, look at these polls showing that everybody believes Trump should be impeached. Right. Boy, I don't want to dislocate my shoulder patting myself on the back, but when you're right, you're right. We'll talk about it when I come right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Work, 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 work.
It's never ending. It's unceasing. But we love it. Bob and the Bobettes in here on Thursday. Yours truly, the attack dog of the right in the air chair. And, of course, Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass, pushing the buttons, screening the callers, making sure the trains run on time, and Little Annie in the news center keeping you up to speed with breaking news.
Sounds like a fun crew.
It is a fun crew. And you are a part of it, of course, because you're there on your end of the speaker. In on my text line. Come on now, Bob. We all know the polls are right. And when 20,000 people try to get into a gym to hear President Trump speak, that only proves it. There you go. Bob, I hope Nancy Pelosi remembers come November that she said that only Americans should vote. Yeah, but Nancy didn't mention how many times they should vote. Keep that. Cherokee, did somebody mention Indian heritage? Sincerely, Pocahontas Liawatha, she who smokes peace pipe with pot. Okay, I'll buy season tickets to the Braves and scream my head off to the tomahawk chop. Or, yeah, go home in the first inning after last night. Bobby, that pitcher needs to go back to his wigwam and change his diaper. Bobby, that Cards player better stay out of Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City when the Chiefs are playing, because it's in full swing there. Bobby, if President Trump gets 4 more years, a bunch of Democrats and some Republicans could get 20 more years. Thank you. Bobby, have we thought about what direction our country is going after Trump is gone? Scary thought. Hopefully there will be somebody to pick up the guide on, as they say. Hi, Bobby Mack. Officially, November 4th is National Gender Free Day. What is Gender Free Day? Well, it's simple. Because there are more females in the U.S. than males, everybody is invited and encouraged to dress like a female, use only women's restrooms, and extend no concessions to women. That means no door opening, no letting women go first, and no free lunch. If the liberals want equality, well, here you go on the 4th of November. Anything else that I need to catch up with? I think that does it. We can go back to the phones quickly. Let's go to Bill, who is in Greenville. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
How you doing today, Bob?
So far, so good.
Good. Say, I've got a daughter that lives in Minneapolis, and she's an usher at the Target Center today. She volunteered for it because Trump was going to be there.
Cool.
And we had found out through the news media, well, actually blogs, that there's a rumor there was no they pulled all the porta potties.
So called
her up and asked her. Yeah, they did. They pulled them all for all these people standing in line. The mayor had them all pulled so they wouldn't be able to use the porta potties.
I'm telling you, these people are just a bunch of soulless scumbags.
Yes, they are. But on a positive note, the Trump people are letting the crowd in 2 hours early because they're so backed up and they want to get them in so they can have some room to breathe.
Well, wait a second. Isn't this in deep blue Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota?
Yeah, he went right into the belly of the beast.
And people are turning out in droves.
Yeah, we've heard that there's well over 20,000 people there already.
Yeah, I talked earlier in the week, Bill, and I'm sure you heard this, about how the goofball mayor up there, who's another good little diehard snowflake progressive, wanted to charge the Trump campaign $520-some thousand for security when Obama did an event there and they charged him $23,000. So, yeah, they've manipulated every way they can to try and sabotage the event. But ideas are hard to kill, you know?
Well, I'll tell you what, they'll be crying in their pot stash when Trump takes the stage.
And I, for one, will be happy to see it. Thank you for the update, Bill. I appreciate that. I had not heard that. Take away the porta potties. That's just so infantile, you know? What are they? Is this middle school? Well, I said last Friday that we would see a couple of things happen, and I'm not trying to paint myself as Nostradamus, but look, these guys on the left telegraph their punches so much, it's easy to see this stuff coming. I've talked about how, you know what, they need to reinforce their phony impeachment idea. They need polling data to drive down the president's numbers. So watch. You see if in the lamestream media we don't start seeing one poll after another. Vast majority of Americans believe Trump should be impeached. A bad orange man must go. We got to get him out of there before the 2020 election. Whatever. And sure enough, as predictably as the sun coming up in the east, does come up in the east, doesn't it, Moneypenny? Yeah, it comes up in the east. Just as predictably as the sun coming up in the east, here is the latest poll. Fox News, who used to be kind of dependably in support, at least of fairness, just over half of voters, says the Fox News poll, want President Trump impeached and removed from office. A new high of 51% wants Trump impeached and removed from office. Another 4% want him impeached but not removed. And 40% oppose impeachment altogether. Since July, support for impeachment increased among voters of all stripes, up 11 points among Democrats, 5 points among Republicans, and 3 among independents. Support also went up among some of Trump's key constituencies, including white evangelical Christians, now plus 5, white men without a college degree, plus 8, and rural whites, plus 10. Right. You know, I need to hang on to this poll and file it. Hang on just a second. Let me file this poll here. I have the appropriate place to file this poll. There. Right there in the trash. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Thursday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. 3:37 now, 23 before 6. Appreciate you being along here on this Thursday afternoon. Oh, by the way, I mentioned yesterday that Trey Gowdy was not going to be assisting the White House fighting the phony impeachment. On the heels of that, at the Daily Caller today, Fox News, which used to be Fox News, and now is becoming more and more FAUX Fox News, announced late yesterday, former South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy has been terminated by the network. That's their word, terminated. Gowdy's firing comes after he reportedly agreed to help the White House fight a Democrat-led impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Fox originally hired the former congressman as an on-air contributor back in January. A Fox News spokesperson told The Hollywood Reporter, Trey Gowdy has been terminated and is no longer a contributor. Kind of straightforward, cold. The former South Carolina representative rose to fame as chairman of the House Oversight Committee. During his tenure, he led investigations into the Benghazi terror attacks in Libya and supported other inquiries into former Secretary of State Felonious Von Pantsuit, Hillary Clinton. Whatever skills I may have are better utilized in a courtroom than in Congress, and I enjoy our justice system more than our political system, Trey said before the 2018 midterm elections, announcing that he would no longer be seeking that seat. To the phones we go. George is in Columbus across the line in the Tar Heel State and was telling Miss Moneypenny he suspects he may be a never-Trumper. Say it's not so, George.
I'll let you decide, Bobby. I'm the Columbus gun guy, and I can't decide.
Okay.
I swore I would never vote for that turkey orange guy, but I did. But I'm going to do it again. And I gave him money this time. Am I a never-Trumper?
No. No, you are. Oh. You are instead at the 180 degrees away on the compass. There, George, you would be an ever-Trumper.
I see. Well, I swore I'd never vote for him, but I'm going to do it again.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's like eating candy. You know, you just or popcorn. You know, there's no. You get one handful, and you got to have some more.
How do these people think they could do anything to this man? He's the best president in my lifetime, and I'm 78 years old.
Yeah, mine too, and I'm and I'm right there in your same zip code. Well, look,
it's astounding.
The real point here, and I talked about this at some length yesterday, and will a bit more today, George, is that it sounds like castanets clicking together all over Washington, and those are the knees of the Democrats who are terrified of what Barr and Horowitz and Durham are going to come up with their investigations. And so right now they're running to every media outlet they can find and going, look over there, bright, shiny object, a bad orange man must go, must be impeached.
Squirrel, squirrel, look at the squirrel.
Exactly, yeah. Hey, it's a squirrel. Look over there.
There's a squirrel. And by the way, I saw a great cartoon, which I can describe to you. It's Hillary and Foxahana standing there having a conversation.
Right.
And Foxahana says, well, Bernie's out. Looks like I'm on the top. And Hillary smiles and says, well, if you survive the accident next month.
Yeah. Well, accidents will happen, George. You know, it's sad, but it's a part of life, isn't it?
Oh, Lord. Thank you for everything you do, Bob. I appreciate it.
Thank you, George. I appreciate the call. It's good to know that folks like you are out there, sir. Gerald is next. He is in Fountain Inn. Wants to talk about these, I'm sure, very accurate polling numbers that show that now 51% of the American population all believe that Trump should be impeached. Right, Todd?
I'm going to throw this out there, and let me explain before people start running me off the road and beat me in my work truck.
Okay.
On the poll, I actually voted, said, yes, let's impeach him.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is I want the Democrats to take a vote because one of two things are going to happen. They either are not going to have the support they think they have, and it's going to fall flat on its face.
Right.
Right on the floor because they're not going to have the votes. Or they're going to actually mess up and get the votes, in which case, once they get the votes and start it, then Trump and his team can go, great, now we can call in the people that we need to call in, our witnesses, let's play ball.
Yeah.
And that's you know, and if I'm wrong, you know, let me know, hey, you shouldn't have done that.
I don't think you're wrong at all, Todd, and I see the rationale behind your explanation for the polling numbers being where they are. I don't believe that Pelosi will ever let it get to a floor vote in the House. They don't want that. They would prefer to have this coup d'etat the latest coup d'etat that they're trying to stage be in an unofficial manner where they have no responsibility other than to run to all these media outlets and try and continue to slander President Trump with all these accusations, where, as Limbaugh pointed out today, the Republicans have no official vehicle to be able to respond in kind. Nancy is never going to let it get to the Senate where what you suggest could happen, especially now that a guy like Trey Gowdy is in there and Giuliani is in there and really good legal minds, they would turn him six ways from Sunday.
Right, and we did have Fox for about, you know, three-quarter reliability, and it looks like they decided, you know what, let's jump on the Never Trump wagon. Most of them have anyways.
And yeah.
I'm like, what is going on here? What is happening here? And Schumer, I swear, every time I hear that man, because they always contradict themselves. First, they wanted Trump to get out of Syria. You know, he's blaming him for that. And then
right.
He's like, you know, we got to do it. He's reacting irrationally. And it's more to the point is, okay, look, this man has caused, what he's doing is costing us a lot of money because the taxpayers now have more money in their pocket, which means less money in my pocket. You know, I'm not going to be able to buy the second yacht this year. My wife is really upset.
Right.
You know.
Exactly. Well, I think the president's tweet was right on the money when he said about his disagreement over Syria with Lindsey Graham-nisty, who never apparently saw a country in the Middle East that he didn't want to send American troops to. The president said, Lindsey and I feel differently. I think Lindsey would like to stay there for the next 200 years and maybe add a couple of 100,000 people every place.
I think that's because Lindsey's getting money.
Well,
he gets money for every troop that's over on every boot that's on the ground.
He
gets money.
You know, it's pretty pathetic. But
people have seen through Lindsey Graham. I don't think Lindsey fully understands that yet. He caught wind of it with that lady on the news the other night that said, look, you come in here talk about it, but you ain't done jack.
Right.
When are you going to start doing something?
Right.
And, you know, which is what we've been saying all along. And I think Lindsey finally went, hold on a minute. I think he started listening and went, hey, hold on. The people in my state have caught on to where, you know, I don't look so good on Fox News pounding myself on the desk. They actually want me to do something now.
Yeah.
Well, what do I do?
Yeah, exactly. You know? Now I'm between a rock and a hard place. Well, look, and there's another aspect of this, too, and I don't mean to paint myself as some kind of Middle East expert, because I'm certainly not. But I can read And I know that for the last 1,500, 2,000 years, now the Kurds have been our friends in recent years. They helped us fight ISIS, but we poured a ton of money to the Kurds as well. And look, realistically, if you read history, for the last 1,500, 2,000 years, the Kurds have been fighting the Iranians, and when they're not fighting them, they're fighting the Iraqis, and when they're not fighting them, they're fighting the Turks, and when they're not fighting them, they're fighting the Russians, and when those folks are not available to fight, they're fighting among themselves. So, you know, I think the president's idea of America being the policeman for the world and constantly rushing in to have American blood and treasure be spilt and spent there, I think folks are sick and tired of that.
Well, I'm ex-military. You know, we've gone over that before. You either use the military as a military and you take the country, or you get out.
Right.
Trump was right. We are not the United States military is not a police force.
Correct.
And that is not what they're there for. My brother, you know, you either put them in combat and let them do what they're trained to do, or you get them the hell out of there.
Yeah. And
having a soldier sitting there in tensions, you know, in high tensions is not good, because that soldier is going to react.
Yep.
To what's around him. I mean, you know, orders be damned. I mean, you know, you start shooting at him, he's going to shoot back. And then, you know, when you're running crying, going, hey, he didn't pick up the phone and call before he shot back. Well, did you shoot at him first? Well, yeah. Well, you're an idiot.
Yeah, right. And,
I mean, you know, Trump is right.
This is another crucial aspect.
Or get out.
Yeah, this is another crucial aspect of this. And that is, if we are going to put people in there, put them in there with ROEs, with rules of engagement that don't handcuff them. Thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it, sir. And thank you for your service as well, John. Good to have you here, John. 3:48, dozen before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What, are we gone to Christmas bumper music early?
All right, Dan.
Okay. 3:52, 8 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show, the penultimate workday of the week. By the way, I mentioned, end of last week, and I may have mentioned again on Tuesday, those of you who live in State Representative Josiah Magnuson's district, he's having a town hall meeting tonight. And those of you that are concerned with the ongoing battle with Spartanburg Water may want to be there as well. The town hall for this month coming up tonight, 6:30, at the Inman Community Fire Station. That's there on 176. And because they're expecting a big crowd, they're now planning for overflow parking. That will be at the Edward Jones Insurance Office right across 176. They will provide a shuttle beginning at 6 o'clock from the Edward Jones office to the fire department. On the agenda will be recent developments on Representative Magnuson's Spartanburg water legislation, and they will go into further detail about options for the current year. You may be aware, currently, citizens in the service area right there outside the city have no representation on the Spartanburg Water Commission. And Josiah believes recent questions about Lake Bowen property issues and mismanagement are a symptom of the need for more accountability to the people from Spartanburg Water. So that's one of the things we'll be discussed tonight, along with the heartbeat bill, education reform, lower, flatter, and fairer taxes. And Josiah will also provide an update on several local road repairs, which, that's tonight beginning at 6:30, Inman Fire Station, all right? in on the text line this afternoon, 71307. Let me catch up here quickly. Let's be clear, the U.S. used the Kurds to help defeat ISIS, and the Kurds used the U.S. to gain weapons, food, and training to build up their military. Also in on the text line, Bob, ISIS would have defeated the Kurds without our help, but this should not obligate America to become the Kurds' personal protector and military. I would agree. Bobby, let's not forget Fox News hired Donna Brazile, who, of course, slipped Hillary the CNN questions before a debate back during 2016. Yeah, Donna Brazile. She's a huge addition, don't you think, to Fox News? Just think how many eyeballs she'll bring with her to Fox. Maybe even as many as Juan Williams. Who knows? BMAC, the liar Adam Schiff, is running the Donkey and Phony show in D.C. He needs to be attacked just as personally as he is attacking. Put him on the defense. Bobby, I don't understand the admiration for Trey Gowdy. If it was any good, Hillary would be in jail right now. He had the opportunity. Yeah, but he was handcuffed in a lot of ways. In terms of witnesses that would have been available to him, for instance, those who were at Benghazi were all forced to sign non-disclosure agreements or lose their pensions and what have you. Bobby, why doesn't a Republican House representative bring a motion to the floor for a vote on impeachment? Well, bear in mind, the Democrats are the ones that control the House of Representatives, and yeah, it could be brought up. But they would just let it sit there and die and not do anything with it. Bobby, didn't the Rasmussen poll have Trump's approval rating at 50% like 3 days in a row and this week? Who the heck is Fox polling? Maybe their own. I know they're polling the staff of Shepard Smith and his show. Bobby, I've run 10 marathons. There was never a porta potty when you needed one. So most runners just did that San Francisco thing. Yeah, I catch your drift. Hour number one is zipped on past. Stand by. You're on Throwback Thursday. Hour two is next.
This show is brought to you by Throwback Thursday. Do I jog? Why, yes, I jog. I mean, I jog slower than the dial-up on my 1990s computer waiting for Internet Explorer to open. But I jog.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.